perfectly right. And on the way, the angry mob was unusually nice. As a feeling passing through the crowd, correct my heading, hot or I'm not asking for more than two.
Hour, almost 8 past on the Doug Good Day program, brought to you by the folks at HGTV, where brother versus brother on Sunday, the Property Brothers are back, and this is a premiere actually Sunday night at 10 o'clock, 9 central on HGTV. You may want to check that out. Person in charge of television is with me, Jennifer Horn.
That's me.
Ladies and gentlemen, along with Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. I must confess to my... I had a quick cow issue. For those of you who does anybody know
what
that?
What does that mean?
Well, it means that I had to go there. We have three different places on the home farm here where I am, where the cows are before they calf, before they have the calves. The major big pasture out in front of the house where I look to see most of the guys, about 70 cows out there, and they're all going to have their calves at some point during the course of the late summer or early fall. Well, the ones that are closest to calving in the next 2 weeks are in the back pasture behind the house, where we're close to the barn and people keep their eye on the cows, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a problem with some corn that I fed in there yesterday, and so I didn't have anything on my feet, and I went out to quickly take care of it, and so I have a little smudge on my toes from walking in the pasture where the cows are.
That's disgusting.
You asked.
Well, there you are. All right,
well,
let's see.
I didn't know what I was going to get.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about things that are going on today. Mr. Snowden has submitted his request for temporary asylum in Russia. He filed the papers with an official from the Federal Migration Service at the airport where he's been since June 23rd. Man, that must be a life and a half,
disgusting.
Huh?
Disgusting.
Yeah.
But is there a hotel, or is he just staying like out on chairs?
No, I think there's a small little hotel there. Where's his money coming from? Anybody know?
I bet you Julian Assange.
No. Oh, well, maybe Assange, yeah. Right. The application could take 5 days to review. And as a matter of fact, some of these requests have taken up to 3 months. According to legal analysts, once the application is processed, the Russian government will be able to issue Snowden temporary documentation to allow him to be more freely moving around Russia. Snowden would be allowed to live and work there for up to a year. However, Mr. Putin, pretty much at the same time, gave a pretty clear signal that he's not interested in letting
Snowden. Right, he's not into this.
Snowden,
that's why I was surprised he did this.
Well, I don't know how clued in Snowden is. You know, how well does he read Russian? Does he see the newspapers? Is anybody talking to him? I think that's the other side. Who's talking to this guy?
Mm-hmm.
So Putin says relations are more important with America than having Snowden there. So, all right. Hey, but Snowden, again, he's got a couple of aces up his sleeve, but I don't think the Russians are interested in any of this stuff because, as Putin says, when push comes to shove, we need to be getting along with the Americans. All right, so what would you do if you were Snowden, Jennifer?
I don't think I would ever be Snowden.
Really?
I mean, I would eventually want to leave the airport. I mean, uh-huh. I think it's cute that he thinks Russia's going to help him out. I don't think that they will.
Cute.
So I guess I'm going to have to go to Venezuela.
Ugh. No, thanks. What about you, Kenny?
I don't know. I find it very difficult to put myself in his shoes. I'm not a big Bill Maher fan.
No.
But he posted something on Twitter that I thought was interesting, that whatever country Snowden chooses to live in, shouldn't they have a better police state human rights record than America? That seemed to be so important to him, and here he's going to go to Venezuela or stay in Russia?
Yeah. 888-302-3684. If you were Snowden, what would you do? Is maybe one of our questions to contemplate. Meanwhile, in other corners here, the House is set to vote on limiting Obamacare This is apparently the law. I'm confused about this. I thought that they already announced that the Democrats or the administration already announced that they were putting off the implementation of a lot of this stuff until 2015 after the 2014 elections. So this was for permanent limit, but the House is liable to do one thing. The Senate probably won't go along with it. So what is this all? Is this just more posturing?
Well, yeah, but I think they are fighting through some issues about small businesses' requirements on Obamacare. So I think, and that's stuff that's set to take place next year, and I think that's what this is.
But who's going to go along with it?
What do you mean?
I think the House
is the one. I think the House Republicans are the ones that are trying to do this.
Yeah, no doubt. But then, as soon as it's attached to them, it stalls in the Senate with the Democrats.
Right.
So all of this is a basic waste of time.
It's like wrestling.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
I'm very good at that, by the way.
Wrestling?
Leg wrestling.
Really? Oh, who's your last opponent?
Actually, I beat my cousin.
Really?
He's a tough, strong guy.
Under what circumstances?
Well, you're being dirty. I'm not being dirty. Like, wrestling is when you have, you know how it goes, right?
Yeah, I know.
Each opponent puts a leg up, and then you have to, yeah,
but you have to be on a bed or on the floor or something.
Oh, geez, you're making it dirty.
No, how else do you do it?
On the floor.
Yeah, okay.
With your clothes on.
In the office?
Yes.
Yeah. But in the vestibule, you walk in there where the,
yes, the main
fish
office.
Tank is?
Actually, no, further back by the studio.
Oh, okay. Who is witnessing
we
this?
We actually are very professional.
Ah, yes, of course. Right. Let's have a little leg wrestling on the floor of the studio.
Hey, that's our video of the day today.
Actually, the...
I was wearing a skirt.
Well, you always wear a skirt. Video of the day.
No, I was wearing pants, actually.
Really? Video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a trainer and his dogs having a lot of fun at a dog show. This is the kind of stuff you just like to look at and smile about. Just look at it and smile and have some fun. It came from Meredith's friend who sends a lot of these things around. It's fun stuff. Help yourself to that. We are interested in having fun here. It's 14 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. If you would like to have a whiter, brighter smile, you've heard me now for months and months and months talk about power swabs. Have you gotten your power swab kit yet? Yes or no? If the answer is no, why? Even if you have really white teeth or nice-looking teeth, you can keep yourself looking that way with the new Power Swab Ancillary Kit, which includes ultra-white swabs, a stain-out quick stick, tooth gloss shine, and gum rejuvenator. All of these things add to what already you know about in terms of getting your teeth whiter and brighter safely and quickly. So if you're interested in all of these tools, you can have an arsenal of things that will help your teeth stay whiter and brighter. You got yellow teeth? Call this number, 800-865-7602, and get free shipping if you mention Doug Stephan. Try all of these things, especially that quick stick. It's really good for on-the-go people if you're going to a date or you're going to meet somebody for a job interview, whatever it is. You sort of clean up your teeth with this. They look whiter, brighter. People will be impressed with that smile. You'll like it, and you'll use it, and you'll enjoy it, or your money comes back to you. It's a risk-free deal. Remove years of stains off your teeth with Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. And remember, if you mention Doug Stephan, you get free shipping with your entire order. The Power Swab way to whiter and brighter teeth. Painless, easy, and kind of fun. 800-865-7602.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20. Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jordan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here, examining some of the interesting stories of the day. I'm a little bit stuck on the Snowden thing, only because there seem to be several different things at work here, not the least of which is a Russian lawyer is assisting Snowden in his asylum request, which, not so fast after what we said regarding Putin, apparently the subtext here, Jennifer, is that he can stay as long as he doesn't do bad things to hurt our friends in America.
Right. He said he's an unwanted Christmas present from America, and he went on to say that he would consider asylum if he ceases his work aimed at inflicting damage on our American partners. So what I think the code word there is, if you give me the information, you can stay.
Right. Yeah, right.
If you keep giving it to the public, not so much.
Not so fast. All right, speaking of allies, the North Koreans, through a cargo ship carrying sugar from Cuba to North Korea, happened to be stopped in the Panama Canal yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The captain of the ship got nervous, tried to kill himself, but he didn't quite get that taken care of. They were looking for drugs, apparently. But they didn't find
any sugar on board? Uh-oh.
Yeah, they didn't find drugs. They found instead surface-to-air missile systems underneath the sugar.
Isn't that beautiful? Right next to Cuba, huh?
Yeah. Oh, well, they were Cuban. It was a Cuban ship from Cuba to North Korea. And it just happened. Somebody must have put that in there by mistake, thought it was going somewhere else.
Oopsie. Yeah. I misplaced my missiles again. Silly me.
And the Cubans said, what are you worried about? There's nothing. These things are old. Outmoded. Nobody's going to use these things. So
except for the crazy Kim Jong-un.
Right, exactly. Right. It was just a mistake. Come on, guys. Have a sense of humor. We always put our missiles underneath the sugar.
Some sugar.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Oh, be my little sugar and bloom.
Here's a surprising summertime fact.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Tees at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stevie says he will not be performing anymore in Florida in the wake of the Zimmerman acquittal. He said he would not perform in Florida until the Stand Your Ground law is abolished.
This is why this is so dumb, because George Zimmerman didn't even invoke that law.
Yeah. Wow. But this is the Al Sharpton influence on what's going on there.
But don't people realize they sound kind of...
See, I think it's actually, if you're going to protest, I think
this
protesting
is a nice
the
way.
Law...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is much better than pretending you're protesting by going in and smashing up a Walmart.
But here's the kicker, is that this law didn't even have anything to do with the trial that you're talking about.
Don't confuse this with the facts. Please, Jennifer, come on. Cut it out, will you, please?
That's the only thing.
He says, I will never perform there again. I'm not performing in a state that's in a part of that world. All right, so end of Stevie Wonder. Story about that is at DougStephan.com. Al Sharpton announcing that the protests over the acquittal of Zimmerman will continue with vigils in 100 cities this weekend. Not much fun there. Let's get to the late night shows and the fun that they have. Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon here on Good Day.
This is nice. The first President Bush, the elder President Bush, visited the White House yesterday. Yeah. At the White House yesterday, former President George H.W. Bush gave President Obama a pair of socks. That's right, yeah. That's nice, yeah. President Obama thanked him and said, the last time I got a gift from the Republicans, it was Mitt Romney. Hey, listen to this. The Guardian newspaper in England now claims that the NSA leaker Edward Snowden has more damaging documents that will embarrass the U.S. government. Really embarrass you. You know where you have something to embarrass the U.S. government, okay? It's called the U.S. government. We have that. Thank you. Well, the latest is that Snowden has filed for asylum in Russia, but Vladimir Putin is against it. You know, if Snowden really wants to stay in Russia, he should do what the band Pussy Riot did. Speak out against Putin. He'll stay in Russia the rest of his life. Oh, love it there. Oh, no problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's news from the world of fine dining. Twinkies are back. The hostess people were nice enough to send us a box of Twinkies, and the Twinkies are healthier now. And I know I found that disappointing. I mean, you're not eating them because they're good for you. Oh. But they are healthy. The Twinkies now, the version that you can buy now, they're free-range Twinkies.
I don't know what's wrong with people. I just saw that six employees at LA's Cedars-Sinai Hospital have been fired for snooping through Kim Kardashian's medical records. Yeah, Kim was upset. She said it was an invasion of her privacy, and this is nice. All three of her cameramen agreed.
That's good.
Right, there it is. Ah, man, these people and all of the attention. They love attention. Love! Where would they be, especially the Kardashians? I still am trying to figure out, Jennifer, you're the expert in this stuff, how they got started.
Sex tape. Kim Kardashian made a sex tape with Ray J, who was kind of popular at the time, Brandy's brother.
So that's how the Kardashians, all of them, became well-known because of that?
Yeah, because the mother started leveraging that fame. In fact, it said that the mother, Kris, actually released the sex tape herself.
So, but what was... why were they known before?
They weren't. Because Ray J was known at the time.
Okay.
And she was Robert Kardashian's daughter, who was OJ's lawyer. And it all kind of released at the same time.
Yes. Okay, I got that now. All right, that's very important stuff to know. Mm-hmm. We have people in the news in the next half hour. Plus, one of the contestants in our Dream Big America will review his points of view for you here. And it's running at half the hour right now, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. With a doubling of border agents and a path to citizenship, the Senate sent an immigration reform bill over to the House. Will Speaker Boehner allow it to come to the floor for a vote or kill it?
I agree with immigration reform, and I'm deeply opposed to rounding up 11 million people who've made lives here and sent them home, but I thought this was a terrible piece of legislation, and I don't think they need to get a vote on it. I mean, we've seen in 2006 and 2010, and we'll see in 2014 as well, that you can actually get elected to Congress by doing nothing.
The immigration bill has some good things in it and has some bad things in it. It does provide a path to citizenship. At the same time, it throws a lot of money at private enforcement agencies along the border, and we're going to waste a lot of money there. But it's an attempt. It's how sausages are made, as we know. What happens in the House, I have no idea, though. I don't know what Boehner's going to do there.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Historically speaking, on this date in 1996, when you woke up, you were inundated for that moment, for that hour, for that day, for that week, for that month, and as it turns out, for years after, because of the controversy addressed just in this last month about TWA Flight 800 carrying the 234 people, four pilots, 14 flight attendants, was blown up by a laser beam that was aimed at an LL-747, and they got the wrong plane. It had lifted off from New York at 8:19. Was at 13,800 feet on its way to 38,000 feet to cross the Atlantic to go to Paris. And we all remember the horror. This is really what it was. Looking at the pieces of that plane coming out of Long Island Sound, people strapped to their seats. Why the news media feels like it has to show those pictures, but they are so indelibly imprinted in my mind. It's interesting, you know, I'm a geeky kind of guy when it comes to planes. When I was looking at the plane and the pieces of it and saw the tail number, I'm the kind of guy who remembers. I can tell you the tail number of the plane that I took to Kuwait and over to when I went to Iraq for those folks. Mm-hmm. Was American 634. I remember these sorts of things, and I remember, because TWA is my favorite airline, I remember the tail number of this plane, having been on the plane several overseas trips, because they, at the time, I think TWA had 24 of these. So you can remember, 24 numbers, not hard to remember. At any rate, the most important thing is that the investigation was either a direct cover-up or botched, or both. And when you think about what, you know, the jokes from Jay Leno about the government, all of the things that the government stands for, most of them, unfortunately, are represented in people's minds by this. People say, why are you so cynical about the government? I'm so cynical because of this kind of stuff. Because they knew what happened, and they did their damnedest to cover it up.
So what do you think of why?
Why they try
because
to cover it up?
I would agree with you that
because
the
they didn't
plane
want people because they didn't want people to be afraid to fly,
to panic.
Yeah, they didn't want people to not go on airplanes and ruin that business, because that's what happens. If you really get down to brass tacks and know how easy it is for somebody to sit in a boat with a laser gun and shoot up at planes, Okay,
because I have another. Okay, so I have another question.
Because
somehow I don't know. I must have. I mean, I remember when this went down. I remember it caused the ultimate demise of TWA.
Yeah, it did.
But now, so you're saying that it was like one of those laser pointers that blinded someone?
No,
it was a laser like a rocket, basically, that shot it down.
No, it wasn't a rocket. It was a laser beam, and where they can't explain. If you look at the you can't look at it now. The underbelly of the plane had a burned hole in it, about 4 to 6 inches wide, at the point where the fuel tanks were. On the fuel tanks are in the wings and under the underbelly of the central part of the plane. And that's where the explosion took place. They always said that, and they gave credit to a wiring problem that arced because the plane had been on the ground, had come in from Athens in the afternoon. It was a hot day like we've been having here the last week or so in the Northeast. And because it was so hot, it somehow or other compromised the wiring in the central part of the plane. There was an arc, a spark, and it blew up the plane. So, okay, why is there a 6-inch hole in the underbelly of the plane? Nobody ever addressed that. And there were not journalists. I mean, there are a few of these people that came up with a report that was issued, when was that, a month or so ago, Kenny? About 800. This is...
Yeah, there was some...
It was a movie. It was a TV movie, or a series on it.
18 years ago, folks. Isn't that 18, 17? 17 years ago. And people are still wrestling with this. Pretty amazing, actually. Under the circumstances, pretty amazing. All right, so there's the food for thought department from Good Day. 22 minutes before the hour. People in the news. I'm going to give you a quick 2020 news quiz, and then we're going to talk about some of the people that are in the news. First person in the news is a lady named Susan Taylor. Why is Susan Taylor in the news? What has she done? Why has she become part of the news in the last 24 hours? 888-302-3684. Identify Susan Taylor, why she is in the news, what she did, and what the rest of the story is, or as much as you can give us. 888-302-3684. If you know who Susan Taylor is, then you will be the person that wins the prize before we get into some of the other news about various people. 888-302-3684. Got a couple of minutes to figure out who Susan Taylor is and why she's in the news. In the meantime, let's focus on people with big ideas. By now, you probably have seen either at the Doug Steffen website or heard us talking on the air about this contest that we have. It's actually, it isn't really a contest. What word, Kenny, would you use to describe Dream Big America? It's certainly a part of the program in which we encourage people to come in and tell us their stories entrepreneurially. We're going to give a prize to the winner of this contest at the end of every month. But I'm not sure I'm doing a good job coming up with a name. It's a feature, I guess, as much as anything else. What else could we call it?
It's a showcase.
It is. Okay, that's good. Showcase.
Good.
I like that word. Very good. All right.
Thank you.
We're showcasing ideas and people. And so what happens here, every week you'll hear these people. There'll be a 24-hour time period in which you can vote for the person that you think is best. So each Wednesday, we take in each of the hours from 6 until 9 Eastern Time. One of these people who have come up with the idea will present the idea, and then you can vote for him or her if you think that they deserve consideration, ought to be the winner, and go on to the next level of the competition. All right? So you can go to, the best thing to do is actually go to dreambigamerica.us. And there's an appropriate place for you to go to search all of the people who are contestants, and then you can listen to all of them. It's a two-minute bit, and then you can vote there. Either that or you text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326, or vote on the dreambigamerica.us website and send one contestant on to the next round at the end of the month. Here is a lady named Allison Carenza, who has a company called Looky Lou Light. How'd I do, Jennifer? Okay.
Very proud of you.
Looky Lou Light. Listen to how she describes her business and see if you don't think it's worth some consideration on your part.
Doug, do you remember taking your kids, Megan and Brendan, to have their pictures taken when they were younger? If your family was anything like mine, it probably had matching outfits and some form of tears. I know it did for me when I was little. It was ridiculous. Let me paint you a picture of my typical photo shoot every day. The parents are desperately trying anything to get their kids to smile because they, of course, want beautiful pictures. So the kids are totally looking at the parents instead of looking at the camera or me. I'm using a squeaky dog toy or a feather duster as a tickler to get the kids to look, or bouncing back and forth from behind the camera, like making the most goofy faces. I mean, ugly, like, scaring them, trying to jump out. It's a complete madhouse most of the time. I mean, it's YouTube worthy for sure. And after 20 minutes, the parents are exhausted and afraid I didn't get any good pictures. The baby's completely spent and definitely confused. And the parents walk away relieved it's all over with. Well, Doug, the Looky-Loo light helps relieve all those potential photo session disasters. This device has four panels of blinking LED lights that attach to the hood of any size professional lens. When you press the button, the lights start blinking in random fashion. The colorful blinking lights fascinate even adults like myself. In 2012, when I started developing this new technology for my own personal use in my professional studio, I found it worked so well for me, I decided I had to share it with other photographers out there. I mean, we only get 20 good minutes with our babies and toddlers and even young children. The Looky-Loo light gets those kids to light up. It helps me capture a moment in time the family will keep forever. It's really hard to express in words the powerful impact the Looky-Loo light has had on my images. You've just got to see for yourself. Go to my website, lookyloolight.com. That's LookyLooLight.com. We have a video on there. I've had such great success with my Looky-Loo light. It's helped me take some amazing shots, pictures that I think the family I photograph will love and cherish forever. I just know it will help other photographers as well. I hope you go out and share the Looky-Loo light with anyone you think would find it useful as well.
Time.
All right. There, Jennifer's the timekeeper. Allison Carenza with Looky-Loo Light. Their website is lookyloolight.com. And you heard her describe the company. If you think that deserves some support moving on to the finals in a couple of weeks, then you text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326. Or vote on the dreambigamerica.us website and send her on to the next round. You can hear all of them in piecemeal here on the radio. You can go to DougStephan.com or DreamBigAmerica.com, .us, and you can see the replays, the two-minute highlights of the contestants or the whole shebang as we aired it yesterday. It's kind of a fun thing, and I'm happy to have it here. I'm actually quite thrilled with what we're doing with it, and what we're doing is trying to help people who are trying to start businesses. That's really what I'm all about here. Help people, give them recognition and maybe some money and some direction in getting their businesses into an expansion mode. So hopefully you support that idea as well, and we'll support it by voting, paying attention to these fascinating companies that are on every week with us. Speaking of that, the information on Susan Taylor, who is she, plus other people in the news, coming right up here on Good Day.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $1.49 a square foot. Get laminate flooring for 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.59 a square foot, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. Overstock Flooring Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
You can grill and save this summer with pork. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to recent data from the USDA, the Porterhouse pork chop is 70% less expensive than the same beef steak cut. And the New York pork chop is 58% less expensive than the New York beef strip steak. What does that mean? With pork, you can feed a family of four for under $10. Danielle Smith, founder of ExtraordinaryMommy.com.
I pay attention to prices at the meat case, and pork gives me the best savings and versatility. I can swap any pork cut into various recipes and get the same juicy, flavorful meal each time.
Any recipe ideas?
I love grilled New York pork chops with minted strawberry avocado salsa. It's one example of pairing pork with in-season ingredients. It's a perfect dish that's big on taste, but isn't big budget.
Visit porkbeinspired.com for more info and new 10 for $10 recipes. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts. Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
How you get grumpy and crabby when people don't pay attention to what's going on? Hello, you call.
Oh, were you talking?
No, I wasn't. It wasn't about that. It was, we have a filtering system when people call, and it's called a screener. And sometimes it's Michael, sometimes it's Peter, sometimes it's Evan. But at any rate, when I solicit you and your business, if you will, by saying, okay, I want you to identify Susan Taylor, somebody takes the time to call and has the right answer. We want to put them on the air so they get credit for it and a swell prize. And we go to them constantly and say, you're going to be on in 2 minutes, you'll be on in 1 minute, whatever it is. All right, so we lost them and we didn't lose them. All right, see, I didn't want you... Wingate, I didn't want you to lose credit for this. That was the whole deal. All right. So rather than me go rambling on about what bad people are doing to us on the radio, how about you tell us who Susan Taylor is in that story?
All right. She died swimming the English Channel in an attempt to raise money for a hospice charity.
She got into trouble near the French coast as she neared the end of the journey. It's 21 miles between France and England. Uh-huh. She apparently collapsed in the water, airlifted to a hospital, but she died there. She had raised about $4,200 for the charity. And then after she died, they got another... I shouldn't laugh about this, but she got there was another $18,000 that came in her name after... she died. Susan Taylor was 34, and you are correct, so you win a swell prize. Thank you, Wingate. Hold on just a minute. Appreciate your paying attention to us down in Tifton, Georgia. Other people in the news today, Michael Boatwright, aged 61, found unconscious 4 months ago at a Southern California hotel. He woke up yesterday with amnesia, didn't remember his name. He said, no, my name is Johan Eck. After a search, medical personnel, social workers have been able to locate his sister, who lives in Louisiana, apparently, hasn't spoken to her for 10 years. She described him as a wanderer, saying he would only return when he needed something. Hospital officials have deduced that he may have been in California for a tennis tournament, based on the fact that he was carrying a duffel bag of tennis rackets. And
that might be it. Brainiac.
Anyway, they have diagnosed him with transient global amnesia.
How weird that he thought he had a different name.
Yeah. And it was supposedly triggered by physical or emotional trauma.
Do you think it's a past life name?
Yeah, it could be. That's an interesting speculative thought. That's very interesting.
Split personality, maybe.
Yeah.
Right. All right, let's see here. Jennifer Garner's in the news today. She's been named the new face of Max Mara. What's that, Jennifer?
Max Mara is a fashion line.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Max Mara is a fashion designer.
Oh, okay. Well, she'd be good for that, wouldn't she?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And she's already... doing, oh gosh, does
she do cosmetics?
She does cosmetics, a couple of different ones, yeah.
Right, so that's cool. I like her a lot. What a great face and smile and personality. Married to Ben Affleck and obviously pretty happy. Mm-hmm. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
After Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Ken, and you trying to figure out what it is that makes you smarter, or as they say here in New England, smatter. Shelley Palmer is our daily overviewer. That's a pretty good word, isn't it? Overviewer of the technology that is attracting a lot of attention, whatever may be in the news, the so-called the technology journalists. And Shelley's one of those, following the trends, et cetera, Today, Shelley's going to talk to you about a smartphone that will let you take pictures of up to 41 megabytes. Say that again, Doug. 41 megabytes. In size, that must be big, right?
That's big, yes.
That's big, all right. So we have big news coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've ever wanted to take massively sized photographs without looking around a DSLR camera, I've got the smartphone for you. Last week, Nokia unveiled the Windows 8-powered Lumia 1020, complete with a 41-megapixel PureView camera and a Carl Zeiss lens. The ridiculously oversized 41-megapixel images are processed by new Pro Camera and Smart Camera software, which are also hitting other Lumias soon. Since a 41-megapixel image is far too big for a mobile upload, the Lumia 1020 actually saves two versions of each photo you take, a full 41-megapixel image as well as a 5-megapixel version. The rest of the Lumia 1020 specs are good, not great. It features a 4.5 AMOLED display, a dual-core processor, and 32 gigs of storage. However, if you've absolutely got to own the phone with the best built-in camera on the market, the Nokia Lumia 1020 will hit AT&T store shelves exclusively on July 26th. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jordan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother. Premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
Come on.
Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Do you hear what I hear?
It's Christmas in July. Actually, not quite. Well, it could be. We can have some fun later in the day with the Christmas music. We oftentimes do that in July just to cool people down. But this I'm going to translate into Do You See What I See? Some tips here for a successful family road trip, whether you're going to the Empire State Building or you're going to the Grand Canyon. A lot of you are heading out on the highways in pursuit of the great American road trip. Our friend Brian Osich is here with more ways to ensure that trip being successful and safe.
Are you starting up the car and taking the family on a summer road trip? GM's James Bell says there are a few ways to successfully prepare before hitting the open road.
The first thing to think about is where you're going. Come up with a destination and map out the route. Then think about who's going on the trip. If you have young kids, make sure to plan out rest stops every 2 to 3 hours. It's also a good idea to sightsee along the way. This keeps everyone entertained and less likely to ask, are we there yet?
Bell says there are a few things to consider before choosing a vehicle.
When it comes to getting the right road trip car for your family, the first thing is to be rational. Pick the right vehicle for what you need. If you need a bunch of space because you've got a big family, look at a vehicle like the Chevrolet Traverse or Equinox. But for many of us, a nice family four-door sedan might work just fine. And let's be honest, today's modern sedan has trunks that can carry more stuff than you probably need to carry.
Bell also says be prepared for the unexpected and pack a first aid kit. For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
As we end this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, if you're faced with a difficult problem today at work and you're wondering or worrying about it as you go in, break it into parts. Handle one part of the problem at a time. Don't try to do the
pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.